investigation is still ongoing. It was by the close of yesterday that we were able to have access to the tanker driver who was discharging at the time of the incident and the gas attendant who was also assisting him. And we took information from them and we also went with them to pick various intelligent assessments on the physical installation, the remains of the fire on the ground, to actually aid and assist our investigation.
So how significant is the pieces of information you pick from these individuals to your investigation?
Very significant, in the sense that fire investigation starts before the fire, during the firefighting, and after the firefight. So the one before the firefighting, it is only those that were there at the time of the incident that will be able to give us those ones, so that we know what exactly transpired before the incident occurred. Then we move ahead to pick the remains of those particles and the metal remains and all that, examine them critically to lead us to the origin of the fire itself. That is where we'll do our examination also to determine what exactly went wrong.
Judging from what you've picked up so far, you'll be able to conclude your investigations within a very short period of time.
Before the close of this week, or by the close of this week, we should come up with what exactly has caused the fire. Because all that we needed, we'll be able to get, if not all, about 90% of what exactly we were looking at.
Mr. Naglati also said it may become necessary for the fire service to go back to the practice where it was necessary for fire service personnel to be present before fuel is offloaded at the stations. He was interviewed by Bubu Klinogo.